Constitution of Zambia has extended the voter registration exercise for 15 days from Wednesday the 12th of November 2025 to Wednesday the 26th of November 2025. This is to capture as many eligible voters as possible. If you're 18 years and above, or if you will be 18 years on or before the 30th of April 2026, a Zambian citizen and in possession of the Green National Registration Card, NRC, you qualify to register. If you registered in 2020 or during continuous registration of voters and you still have your voter's card, you don't need to register again. The following services will be provided: new registrations, replacements of lost, destroyed or defaced voter's cards, transfers from one polling station to another, claims for omission on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 8 hours to 17 hours including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise will have 3 phases. The first 2 phases will last 4 days each, while the final phase will last 5 days. To find open registration centers, check on the Commission's website. Follow the link ovr.elections.org.zm/deployment-plan or dial short code *214# on mobile phones, or visit any district registration centers or civic centers across the country. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Right. rushed to the scene and found his daughter unconscious with veins on her back, while her four-month-old baby lay beside her crying. Nachale was immediately taken to Nakonde Urban Clinic, where she was pronounced dead upon arrival. Still in local news, a human rights activist has expressed concern over thoughts on the infringement of the rights to women and men that are occurring in households in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with On the Radio, Wesley Nyanda says domestic violence repercussion for women is the loss of trust and interest in their marriage that leads to divorce cases. Nyanda states that beating is a crime, and once somebody is found beating their wife, it is gender-based violence and unjustifiable for any husband to beat a wife or sex regardless of their age. He adds that beating should not be entertained in marriage because it is a total infringement on one's rights. Cavendish University Vice President has urged students to participate in voter registration in order to avoid being disadvantaged by having the direction of the country being determined by other individuals. In an interview with On the Radio, Fatima Omaji says every policy that affects the public and future is shaped by people who are voted into power, hence the need for young people to actively participate. Omaji has applauded students staying out on the voter registration processes, despite it being a distance from the school premises. Meanwhile, students from various universities have added that youth are keen on job creation and matters of entrepreneurship, hence the need for youth inclusion in the decision making. Students have since expressed their desire to see various candidates on board, especially those concerned with economic development that encompasses on aspects of agriculture as well as the business sector. Finally, in local news, the Church Council of Zambia has urged citizens to refrain from violent behavior, emphasizing the need of all citizens to enjoy equal rights and freedom. In an interview with On the Radio, CCZ General Secretary Bishop Emmanuel Chikoya says that the Church has an obligation to confront injustices and speak truth to power and to moral context of the country. Chikoya says preaching the gospel is not just about being passive, but to confront evil and uphold Christianity values. He has further encouraged citizens to identify those who incite violence by reporting them to the nearest police station. Chikoya has also condemned the violence which took place in Chingola and Kawe. He adds that the church's interest lies in seeking what is best for the country in promoting peace and democracy. We now take a short break. Please to come in international sports news. Don't worry.
Commission of Zambia has extended the voter registration for 15 days if you registered in 2020 or during continuous registration of voters and you still have the voter's card. You don't need to register again. The following services will be provided: new registrations, replacements of lost, destroyed or defaced voter's card, transfers from one polling station to another, claims for omission on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 08 to 17 hours, including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise